Chapter 1. I was told by a guard who came to the door. He wasn't one I'd seen before, one of the usual ones. He was only a young fella, skinny and with raw spots all over his neck. Mrs. Spencer? He couldn't have been more than 20. He looked miserable. Mrs. Spencer? I knew before he spoke. It clicked inside me when I opened the door. For years, opening that door scared the life out of me. I hated it. It terrified me. We had this screeching bell like an alarm that shook the walls when anyone rang it. It lifted me off the floor. The kids started bawling. It was fucking dreadful. You were caught, snared, caught in the act. You looked around to hide whatever you'd been caught with. Things that Charlie had left in the hall, things he'd robbed and left there. He changed the bell after I'd chewed his ear and nearly wet myself 5 or 6 times a day. Nicola, my oldest, wouldn't come round the back to get into the house. She wanted to come through the front door. It was more grown up. She rang the bell 10 times a minute. Forgot me jacket. Forgot me money. Don't like these jeans on me. I hit her. She was 13 or 12. Much too old to be smacked. The 100th time she rang the bell one Saturday morning. I hit her the way a woman would hit another woman, smack in the face. I was a bit drunk, I have to admit. I regretted it. Tried to stop my hand after it had smashed her cheek and come back. She held her hand up to her cheek. It was red where I'd got it. She was stunned. She hadn't noticed me getting more annoyed. They never do at that age. At any age. I was sorry for her, but she deserved it. I was sorry I was drunk, ashamed, angry. I usually made sure that no one noticed. I couldn't cope. It was only a stupid bell. She said she hated me, slammed the door and ran off. I let her away with it. The new bell was a nice bing-bong one, but it made no difference. I still died a bit whenever someone rang it. The guards looking for Charlo. Teachers looking for John Paul. Men looking for money. It's hard to hide in a house full of kids to pretend there's no one there. Bing bong. Only bad news came through that door. My sister, my daddy, John Paul, Charlo. Bing bong. It clicked inside me when I opened the door and saw the guard. It was his face that told me before I was ready to know it. He wasn't looking for Charlo. It wasn't the usual. He was scared. And there was something he had to tell me. I felt sorry for the poor young fella sent in to do the dirty work. The other wasters were out in the car, too lazy and cute to come in and tell me themselves. I asked him in for a cup of tea. He sat in the kitchen with his hat still on him. He told me all about his family.